Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America on Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2017.
And I am Chioniso Jani.
And I'm Mike Hove. Tonight, we're discussing the role that the youths have played in mobilizing towards the 2018 general elections.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at VOA Studio 7. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. Give us your contribution, folks.
And we are live streaming live on Facebook. We're also live streaming on the three websites, that is voazimbabwe.com and voaindebele.com, as well as voashana.com. As the country gears up for the much-anticipated elections next year, various political parties are expected to turn to youths for support because they are the main population demographic. Some parties are already urging young and first-time voters to register ahead of everyone else when the biometric voter registration starts sometime this year. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, in conjunction with the United Nations Development Program FLITED tender last month, inviting companies to provide biometric registration kits and software that will be used in drafting of the brand new voter register for the 2018 polls.
And after a year of brilliant youth activism that manifested itself in cyber movements and street demonstrations, the youth are expected to play a front and center role in the election process this year. But whose role is that? I guess we're about to determine that. Please get in touch, tell us your role, and what you'll be doing towards making sure that your voice is heard in the general elections in 2018.
Mm-hmm. And for you going to tell us exactly what is happening?
Well, like we've said in introducing the whole topic, we're going to be talking about the whole 2018 general elections. We're going to be talking about biometric voting. We're going to be talking about how the youth have to be heard and how the roles that they're going to play towards making sure that their voices are heard and respected in the 2018 general elections.
Wow. So what can you tell us also about what the Ndebele, for your Ndebele audience?
Ndebele lovers. Sanibonani balaleli, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sizobe sixoxa njalo sichasisa mayelana lempono wabasakhulayo ngendaba zombusazwe eZimbabwe. Ngemva komncintiswano ozayo ngomnyaka ka-2018 lapho iZimbabwe izobe idinga umongameli omusha. Sifuna ukwazi ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ikakhulukazi laba abasakhulayo bacabangani ngalesi sihloko. Bafowethu sithinteni kunombolo zethu, ngenani kuhlelo njalo lingasi lisitsheleni umbono wenu kukhasi lethu leFacebook voandebele.com VOA Shona njalo Studio 7 VOA. Masikhulume, ngenani bafethu, ngenani.
Tinokwazisai vateereri ndini Chioniso Jani. Nhasi tiri kutarisa wechidiki kuti vari kuparticipata sei kuti panyaya dzesarudzo ari kuya mu-2018. Kuti makaronga here kuti mu-2017 muno makagadzirira here kupinda mumaregistrations. Saka tifonere and tinoda kuti tinzwe kwa zvamunotaura. So tell me, you have a list for us on what we're going to do on the registration.
Oh, registration. Well, you know, I went onto the ZEC website today because we want to, you know, be a little more educated as to what is needed for first-time voters and how do they go about registering to vote. What exactly do they need, be it birth certificates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And on the, sorry, I printed out the whole page. On the exact page, they go about telling us how to register. And it says documents required for registration. The first one being a national ID, obviously, and a Zimbabwean passport. So basically, you need registration to prove, I mean, you need identification to prove that you are Zimbabwean and you're eligible to vote. The second part that they talk about is the inspection, as in what do they inspect, what documents do they expect, and of course, it's the same. National ID and a passport.
Mm-hmm. Saka panya jesarudzo idzi zvirikudiwa vechidiki kuti muwe ne ma ID, muwe ne passport. Asi tinoona vechidiki wakawanda wano netsikana neku accessa those things, especially those who are out scarce. You find out they talk wanotaura kuti ndirikuda kuona birth certificate. Asi birth certificate irikuneta, but I know that right now there is things that are working, kuti wawone my documents, awo kuti they must be really prepared to register this month.
Of course. So lana sikota siti oguzo funagalayo, uguze uthole ithuba lokuvota ngomnyaka ka 2018 kumncintiswano wokudinga umongameli omusha. I am near page ikhasi le ZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and labo bathi okuzofunakalayo yi identification card yase Zimbabwe, obviously, and njalo i proof of residence noma i passport.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So we find out that there are many young people right now who are finding it very difficult, and they really want, they must vote this year. I was talking to Takunda Rusere, who is one of our guests today, and he was saying the reason why young people are not voting or registering is because of information. Mm-hmm. You know, they are really upset about what is happening. I was kufara, nezvirikuitika muno muZimbabwe, and you find out, for example, accessing financial loans for schools, unemployment, kuti havasikona mabasa, and also just kuti vazive kuti vanovota sei sezvamataura vachikuti aiwa munofanha kuenda kuti makabata ID ne passport. Asi unoziva kuti vakawanda havasati vambovota. You know, and here are the statistics that have been provided by a young man called Obed Hodzi, who is a PhD candidate. Saka anotiudza kuti he says here that there is in terms of the statistics, that the youth from 18 to 35 in terms of population is around 3,572 and 98. So he says that the population here in terms of voting is the young people 53%. Mm-hmm. 53% of the young people are eligible to vote. But you find out some of them are not being able to vote. Only a percentage of 6% are voting. Saka, there's a lot of under-registration going on. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that nasi pamuno gadzira pama resolutions enyu, Mike, in 2017, one of them must be to vote. To because sure, until a young person decides that this is enough, I want to change my situation, I want to change my life, I need to vote. And voting gives you a voice.
Of course. Uh-huh. Vote is power.
Voting is power.
So on the line, we've got our first guest.
Oh, wonderful.
He is part of MDCT, Love More. Love More.
Yes.
Magadi. Saka, Love More, here we're talking about the whole registration process, and we're trying to see how the youth can actually vocalize and make sure that they go out there and vote. I know you are also part of the Youth League of the MDCT. Now, can you tell us what MDCT has planned with regards to educating the youth to go out there and vote?
Hello?
Hi, Lamo, can you hear us? It sounds like...
Turukuti, wechidiki... Mashinzwa.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? Mukuti nzwa ere?
Yes, ya, na ukubunzwa ya.
Oh, okay. Turukubunza kuti... Wechidiki wanogona ere kuti... MDCT wakati rongere wechidiki kuti wavote... pa 2018 marongero awo in 2017.
Yeah, I think 2017 tapiwa mukana wakanaka chaizvo wekuti munhu wese zvake anoda kuzenga chibatisipeta pana 2018 achapiwa mukana zvichavhurirwa kunzi mune mumwe akwanise kuvota. So we are excited as young people that will be able to run programs that will encourage young people to register to vote. And we believe, more than 65% of the across the political divide. I just could be mono. We shall register to do for party. I can't. Chimutanga wangu register chet. Then we will choose. To push up a second level. We could change it up. Kumbira na mafort. But Chimutanga was just trying to wish making. Gavanga was trying to register to vote. Kutanga mna April. So as soon as we are next, and the change it. Na mafort. Wangu. Ano kuru zira wa wish make. Kutai wa la kwanza kuregister wa vote.
So, Imimi Chicha Makaronga, like for 2017, in terms of winning the young people, Wechidiki, that is different from Jamaica Ita in 2013.
Can you introduce our next guest?
Oh man, this topic. Yeah. The next guest is the founder of a podcast platform in Zimbabwe called Capital 263. His name is Onai Shoniwa. Mnumzane Onai.
Yep.
Skip on, brothers.
Hello,
Yangizo.
Anyawuzo, Sibi.
Ngithi Skipper. What's in calling it? Happy New Year. Happy.
Sonke. happy New Year.
Ngiyabonga. So, Puti, Lana, we're talking about youth participation in Gundaba Zambusazo, Zimbabwe. Ngithi Sonke siyazi ukuthi umnyaka ozayo, 2018, wololo. Kuzobana lo mncintiswano wokudinga umongameli omusha. So Mnumzane, sonke siyazi vele ukuthi wena eCapital 263 there's ezinye ama platforms ama podcasts ahlukeneyo, one of them being iPolitics and Beyond. Sike saxoxa about it, iPolitics and Beyond. So I'm sure ukuthi wena you're well versed about abasakhulayo, how they're feeling kundaba zombusazwe eZimbabwe. Awusitsheleke abasakhulayo, how are they feeling?
Kule section yabantu abasakhulayo ukuthi abakwazi vele ukuthi xa kuvotwa umuntu yabe votelani sibi. Ngena abantu abaningi baphonga ukukhangela izinto zokuvothela upresident omutsha. Kodwa kulabanye izinto ezinjengamakhansela atshiyeneyo. Abantwana abasakhulayo abaningi abakwazi then nxa ehlale maybe BDF la iwodiphi khona le enkulumane yiwodiphi egweru nxa ese elundi park iwodiphi andingakwazi vele ukuthi ukhansela wabo ngubani so i-voter education kulabantu abaningi vele ngabakwazi ukuthi nxa sizivota siyabe sivotelani sibili iyo is the first problem ngiyibona engangakhuluma ngabantu abasekhuleyo ukuthi ngasukuthi sivotele ubani
manje
le nto yethu ali party 1 party 2 party 3 kodwa ukuthi umuntu ongirepresenta amele ayenzeni vele in the first place ngasukwazi
manje awusitsheleke abantu bafundisi how are they learning ukuthi hayi uma sengivota kumele ngiregister kumele ngiyenze so ngiyenze so ngihambe lama documents anje
they are not learning yeyi problem ekukhona ngoba akuna body ekhona ephuma like in the open ukuthi yithi esifanele sifundise abantu ukuthi lokhu asikaboni thina vele kuma redweni like sibili ku internet kumbe ku any major platform abantu abafuna ukufundisa abanye abantu ukuthi xa kulo khansela onje so umsebenzi wakhe ngulo
okay
and ukhansela wenyu currently ngulo and the things you are supposed to do is this awula voter education ekhona esiyibona yathina vele abantu abasakhulayo ngoba every time nxa sesingena kuma elections kuyabe kungilisikhathane le kumbe yi 1 month ukuthi bafuna ukusifundisa konke kodwa now is the time ukuthi the people who are in charge are supposed to be ngicengisaring abantu ukuthi yikwini esifanele sithi bekwazi when it comes to voting ukuregister like no one knows abantu abaningi ukuthi nxa kuregister kuthoni vele ngiya register ngapi ngiya register njani akula umuntu ofundisa abantu ukuthi vele how does the process work
okay ay bamba khona apha see we coming back to you so basically Onai is he's explaining how in Zimbabwe the youth are facing the biggest problem that the youth are facing is education.
Okay.
The youth don't know where to register. They don't understand who they're voting for, why they're voting. They don't even know which ward is what, who's where, who's the representative. A lot of youth don't really understand or know that. They're just going out there. You also do have an educated percentage that goes out there and votes, but it's not good enough. That's what he's basically saying. And once again, I asked him, okay, so how do you go? Is there a way that people are going about educating? He's saying, no, they are not. Unfortunately, they want to do this thing of, you know, when they, you know, kind of push all the education onto you maybe a couple of months beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, he personally feels that's not good enough. He wants them to start now,
mm-hmm.
a year out, where you can actually have time to actually process the information and understand where do I go register to vote, how do I carry, what do I carry, when do I have to do it, all those specific details.
Okay. And so what does his, Onai?
Yes.
Very interesting concept there. So what strategies do you feel could be implemented by the government or could be implemented by other consultants as quickly as possible in terms of where education is being, where education is of importance?
I believe that opening up the public to the conversation of the importance of elections from a local level is what the government is supposed to be investing in right now. Because it seems the electoral body that is supposed to be showing people what to do, because it seems as if no one wants to talk about elections until we really get up, when we're just about to vote. But the conversations should be open now. We should be hearing more debates between people who want to get into power, whether it's at a local level. We should be hearing the ones who were in power before. What have they done for their particular wards or they go up? These things are supposed to be communicated via the internet, radio, via television, especially in rural areas where some people might not get to know this information as readily as some of the youths who are...
Oh, it sounds like we just lost him.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Oh, okay, we've lost both our guests, but we'll be having them right back.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that is what he was saying was kuaterere vari kunzwa arikuti vanhu havasikunyatsopuwa zivo Njanzi ziyo inofana kutanga kuma grassroots kuma local level, it should be accessible. But wana wasikupua kuti wazive kuti waiter say woenda kupi. Saka kana muripo and mukubvumirana nazvo, tiudze tinzwe wechidiki ndimika muri pa ground, ndimika muri kunzwa zvikuita say. So I mean, you have voted before, right?
Look at you putting on the spot. Yes, unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to vote in Zimbabwe, but I have voted in South Africa before.
And how was the experience in terms of being a young person and voting?
It's quite the interesting experience. You know, it's liberating to know that you can take your own fate into your hands. And I guess the idea that your voice is just as important as anyone else's. It's something that one should celebrate and one should love. So I definitely urge all the youth, especially our fellow Zimbabweans, definitely, you know, they've spent a whole year, you know, protesting all over social media. And the time is now to definitely make sure their voices are heard. So I definitely urge that everyone should go out there, register to vote, and make sure that their voices are heard.
Mm-hmm, thank you. And you find out once you start voting, you can never stop.
You can never stop.
Once you develop a habit of voting, vote, vote, vote. So here we have Happy Mucheni, our first caller from South Africa. Hello, Happy.
So can we speak in Shona? Okay.
Hey, I want gati taura, gati tange nukuti Happy New Year.
We start with Happy New Year, okay.
Munofara ere?
Tinofara, zedu munu se yimi.
Aywa, true, right. Makatamba ere New Year shakanaka?
New Year takatamba shakanaka ama.
Oh, tafara kuzishisiwa. Tuuze mafungiro enyu panyaye ya truku taurai.
We are tired of this regime. Taneta
ni Muda kuregister here. Muchadzoka ku Zimbabwe kuregister here.
Kudzoka ku Zimbabwe kuregister ndodzoka ngekuti ndakantori polling agent ye MDC.
Aha. And chicha makaona. Mhm.
Saka kudzoka kuno register ka. Ndodzoka ngekuti ndoze takabvira ku Zimbabwe izvozvo.
Mhm. Saka
ndikabva ku Zimbabwe ndikauya kuno ku South Africa ndichaona openyo huri nane but kwendirugara kwacho. Ndiriku Port Elizabeth. I Port Elizabeth kwacho kwendogara munozi muSoweto. Soweto iyi hamugariki makazara tumatsotsi zvekuti ndakutofunga kumba but ndidzoke kumba kwacho nechicheri kumba hazvikwanisiki.
Saka nyaya yeku saka imimi mukutaura kuti mukutya kudzokera kumba asi kuda kuvhota muda kuvhota. Saka munofunga kuti ndimi chete here muku zviexperienza zvekutya izvi asi muchida kuvhota muchida kutaura.
Handi chete because takatowanda nhari kuno ari kufunga zvekudzoka kumba kunovhota but nenyaya yakaitika 2008 tangatori matargets angatori pa one list.
Happy ndirachida kumbobvunzawo handiri makamboinzwa nyaya yakataurwa ye diaspora vote. Tipeiwo kapfungwa dzenyu nenyaya iyoyo.
Nyaya diaspora yakataurwa inini andoni iri nyaya ine musoro. Nokuti kuya kuita kaita diaspora hakusi kuda kwedu ba because ndakatosiya mhuri kumusha. Masiyeta musha handiri kwazi ndofarira kugara diaspora. Asi ndofarira kunga ndiri pane mhuri yangu. Asi nekuda kwekuti kwazi mamiriro akaita nyika munongoziya ne this government iripo izvizvi. Inongotyisa kuti kana ndikadzoka izvizvi this current government ichipo handikwanisi kurarama ndakasununguka. Handirari sununguko munyika medu.
Saka maplans aripo here kudzokera kumba kunovhota na 2018?
My plans are to go to vote in the turn now.
Okay.
Saka ikoko mukusangana here ne vamwe venyu muchitaura here kuti chicha muchada kuita mu 2017 muri South Africa ikoko as MDC here kana ungonzwa kubva kunepunyuro kuti vanhu vari kuti chichingoitika ipa.
Ziri kuitika kuno kuinini tine group redu re MDC. Machache ndo peto kurukurana ziri kuitika kumba ndichataurawo ziri kuitika kuno zvese zvinaizvi ndo peto nga tichicommunicator handina imwe sosi yandinayo kuno so far kusouth africa yarikwazi tosongana tichidini but ndine mamwe maindividuals endinonga ndinawo hangu etongotaurirana kuti hei toita sei iriko nenyanyika yedu.
Aiwa tinotenda batai makadaro. Hey Mike.
So nana la kuhlelo silo mnumzane bathi igama lakhe ngu Happy Mo Mujani. Umnumzane lona uthi uhlale South Africa uthi hayi la ufisela ukuthi uye aphenduke ekhaya azovota. Uthe umnyaka oza uthe this year uzobuya ekhaya la uzo register ukuvota. He's going to make sure ukuthi umnyaka ozayo kulomncithiswano ilizwe lakhe la njalo umbono wakhe uzohlonitshwa. He's going to make sure his voice is heard.
So you were telling me that you have information on for us on the biometric votes.
So yesterday actually I did a news report in Ndebele. I spoke to his name is Hannibal Ndlovu. He's an IT expert. And Hannibal, we're talking basically about the whole biometric system, trying to see how implementation in Zimbabwe would work out. Now, he pointed out a lot of different problems that I'm looking forward to talking to a couple of people that are part of, hopefully, the ZEC, where he said, with biometric, the biggest problem that we'll probably have is the electricity problem. Electricity comes and goes. And, you know, in Zimbabwe, you can't have an electrical system with no electricity. People cannot vote with no electricity.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to hold on that. I think you have got a guest. My phone is on the phone. So, can you please talk to your guest?
On the phone, Silo Mkolisi. Mkolisi putwa munjani.
Ngiyaphila futhi njani
baba? Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngono ngiqale ngithi happy new year.
Hey, umnyaka omutsha yazi ngiyajabula kakhulu ngena kustudio.
Putom. So awusitshele phela umbono wakho mayelana nalahle isihloko.
Okay, ngiyazi ngitekuloza futhi ngoba ngibengisafika nami kwave besikhuluma ngayo ngekustudio kwamanje.
Sorry, angizwanga bengicela ukuphinda.
Ngicela ukuthi mhlawumbe lingijumile mhlawumbe ngiyaxolisa kunjuma kodwa bengicela ukuthi isihloko sendaba.
Okay. Lana we're talking about abasakhulayo ukuthi labo how are they going to make sure ukuthi umbono wabo uyahlonitshwa ngomnyaka ozayo kumncithiswano wokudinga umongameli omutsha. Sonke siyazi ukuthi 2016 was a very busy year for abasakhulayo, batshengisela bathi hayi babonisa wonke umuntu imbono yabo ku-social media. So this year lana sixoxa about lokho ukuthi abasakhulayo bazizwa kanjani mayelana nalesi hloko.
Okay, yazi abasakhulayo njengoba mina angika kakhulu yazi mhlawumbe ngisase yi-new thing yayo kodwa sengizaphuma ebudaleni kodwa. Kodwa yabona mfowethu ngendlela kanye mina ngikhule ngakhona ngisesekhayazi ngizalele embusweni kamgabe namanje lokho ngisasifika namanje. Kodwa angizwi ukuthi kodwa ngineminyaka emngaki mina 34 years.
So manje ngcono ngibuze la manje yini umbono wakho mayelana nalokhu okwenzakala ebandla leZANU PF lapho umgabe athi hayi he's going to run again ngomnyaka ka-2018?
Lokho kunzima mpela mfowethu yazi lokho kungiqeda amade lokho kunzima kakhulu ukuthi umongameli umgabe usafuna ukuphatha futhi hayi khona sokungenzeka aphathe kodwa hayi kunzima bhuti wami yazi hayi kunzima kakhulu.
Manje kulo mnyaka are you planning on going back to Zimbabwe to register to vote?
Yes, bengingaplana lokho kusehlelweni impela ukuthi umnyaka ozayo nalo uma uthi siyaqala njengamanje njengoba siqalile angeke ngithi njengoba siqalile manje. Bengisehlelweni lokuthi ngizovuyela ekhaya yabona. Kodwa-ke ukuvota kufanele ngivote kodwa ukuthi ngizovotela bani manje okuhluphayo khona lokho.
Ayi, wonke umuntu yazi vele, at least no, you know the good part is you're making sure ukuthi umbono wakho njalo, you know, you're exercising your right yakho yokuyovota, which is a good thing.
Kodwa ukuthi
Qhubeka.
Yebo, ukuthi kodwa ngingavotela bani kokungihluphayo phela kodwa ngoba manje njengoba ngiseSouth Africa kodwa ngibalekile kodwa-ke langizwa ukuthi ngithini.
So manje at least kodwa ngomnyaka ka-2018 angithi ushilo wathi uyovota ngempela.
Yebo baba.
Ah, good. At least sicala khona. So basically Mxolisi, he's basically saying he's 36 years old. He's not necessarily youth, but you know, he's still young enough, I guess, to be regarded as youth. He left Zimbabwe and, you know, he's had his fair share of problems. He grew up under Mugabe regime. That's the only thing he knows. Okay. I asked him how he feels about Mugabe actually, you know, being re-elected to run for ZANU-PF at the age 94. It just doesn't sit well with him. it definitely finishes his energy. I asked him if he plans on going back to register to vote. He says yes. I asked him if he plans on voting in 2018. Of course, he says yes. But he says he's not sure as to who you will vote for because he's a little confused right now.
Wow. Shame.
I know.
So, happy?
Happy.
What are you doing?
Thank you very much.
Kuti atara kuti asi kufara nezviri kuitika kuti ari ku kuti I know the only thing he's ever known is the regime. Imi mukuti we MDC opposition kuti ayo haina handisi kuda. Saka panyaya iyoyo chicha mungatiudze kuti panyaya yekusupporta the current leadership. Nyaye ku support leadership yenyu kuti paicha pinda pagore mu voting.
Leadership yangu inini ndakabva naye kure zvekuti kana paricha pinda mu voting tinongora mari chiwina semaoneri yangu ita makore ese. But the problem is if this ordinary remains. Even everyone knows we'll never win. But what I'm saying is, this time we are going to win.
Good hopes. I like that. Good positive vibes.
If you are currently joining us at the moment, our numbers are 001-202-619-2077. And we want to hear your contribution. If you are right now live with us on Facebook, send us your contribution. Send us your messages. Maybe you've got questions on how is it going to happen. We've got people right here who are talking about it and could answer your questions.
I know.
So make sure you are connected with us and send your messages. Mm-hmm.
I know we still have Mxolisi on the line. Mxolisi, angithi usase khona.
Ngitase khona baba.
So puti wami angithi lana eZimbabwe now they're implementing a new system lena biometric voting.
Yeah.
Do you know how the whole system works?
No, angakapi kwazi kodwa angakapi kwazi. Ngicela ukuthi lingichazele ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuze namaza ngithi ngiyavota ngibe kwazi ukuthi ngiyavota uno kumbe yes.
ngono ngikutshele mina so le system yangkhona ne it's a whole machine, it's electrical and it basically works with amehlo njalo iminwe your thumbs and the whole system, the whole point to this whole system is to make sure ukuthi, you know, things like voter rigging and all that decreases a lot, if not it's actually next to impossible to do that. Ogunye, if you stay on the line, bakhona abazongenayo abase ZEC and uzobazo bona vele bazosichazisela kabanzi mayelana about this whole thing.
Thank you very much for joining us.
So I wanted to ask I don't want to call him Sekuru. Mr. Happy Moore. I didn't meet you before. ndachida kumbobvunzawo ka nyaya iye biometric voting munoiziya here nyaya iyi
nyaya biometric voting iyo handidi kunyepa handisandanyatsokuizwisisa ndinoinfect ndoti handizivi
saka kana muchidzokera kumba muchiri muri unorejista munenge makuita sei
inini pendakasira ndopeni kutangira ya saka obvious kana chindidzoka kumba kunorejista ka I know my name is already there in the registration book.
Okay, no, that's a good thing.
In fact, I was a polling agent starting from 2002.
Okay.
So, ndinoziyati kana akabvisa sterangu ka. I try another means, but yeno zvanga choti I am going to vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Whether they like it or not, I'm going to vote.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. I like the fact that there are a lot of people that are determined to make sure
that
their voice is heard, which is definitely a good thing.
This actually brings... this is actually a cause of concern.
Mm-hmm.
That not many people understand what the biometric system does
is.
Yes. And I think more education should be... you know, presented to the public about this, because I think we've just asked two different people.
And both have
so
no clue.
You are introducing a system in May,
mm-hmm.
but how many people know about it?
Mm-hmm.
How many young people are educated about it?
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, is a wake-up call, you know, in terms of what should be done. How can we make it as simple as possible? I know it's a system where, like we have here described to us, where we capture the voter's image, meaning kuti to capture face yemunhu kuti munhu wese anoda kuziva kuti anoda kupinda mu biometric voters roll anofana the same way zvatinoita passport kana ID kuti face yemunhu inoitwa se inotorwa picture anditika and then kuiswa ma fingerprints and then yopinda mu system andite so many people I think are not because of maybe the name because of maybe it's a new system and technology, and because our current situation, not many people have access to technology. It's there, but it's not at the level it's supposed to be.
Let's hold it right there. Actually, we have Mr. Chino Pizza back on the line. Mr. Chino Pizza.
Yes.
Right. I'm so glad you're back on the line. So, Mr. Chinopita, here we're talking about the whole biometric system. As someone that's part of the MDCT, the whole Youth League, what exactly do you guys have planned with regards to educating the youth or regarding educating people in general, not just the youth, about the whole biometric system? Because it sounds like a lot of people don't actually understand what the system is all about.
Yeah, it's very true that people have not fully comprehended what biometric voter registration will all be about. And we, in our efforts to provide awareness, we'll also be tackling this issue to say people need to understand that everyone needs to re-register, whether they've been registered before or not, but they need to re-register. And it all speaks to ensuring that they capture your bio, which is probably through your fingerprint. Or through your eyelid, which will be able to distinguish you from any other person. That's why it's called biometric. It distinguishes your bio from any other person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. It's not only going to be the MDCT you're doing that has this role to play.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also saying that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission needs to give back the issue of voter education and voter awareness to NGOs and the political parties that that are involved in the elections. If you remember that the last constitutional amendment meant gave away the right for people to do voter awareness and voter education to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
But we're saying it's not enough for them alone to be doing that. A lot of people need to be told what this means. And again, in Zimbabwe, we're only going to be using biometrics in as far as registration is concerned. Mm-hmm. On the elect and the voting itself is not going to be that. We're going to go back to the manual element. We're not going to be using technology.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of things that we're going to be going around. We're going to be using a lot of flyers and a lot of meetings to make sure that young people get to understand. Not only young people, like you correctly say, but everyone gets to understand what this means, and also to deal away with the issues of stress and any harassment that may come, because we're aware that people are going to be victimized, or people are going to be harassed, and are going to be lied upon, that there will be someone will be watching how they're going to vote. So we are going to carry out awareness programs that will make sure that people get to understand, to have a feel of what biometric voter registration is all about.
Now, yesterday, as I had said earlier on, I did an interview with an IT expert who's in Zimbabwe right now, and he was talking about the whole biometric system. The one thing he pointed out is the mistrust that a lot of uneducated, if not to call, quote-unquote uneducated, actually, people that live in the rural areas, the one big problem that they have with the biometric system is mistrust of technology. A lot of people don't understand how technology works. So for them to go through a whole process of registering, et cetera, through technology and something they don't understand, it's a big problem. What ways can people use to curb that, to make sure that people, you know, gain confidence in the whole system?
Yeah, for me, I don't think it's only mistrust with the technology itself, but mistrust with the whole system. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, many people, if you look at the rural areas that you are saying they are uneducated, they have embraced the technology, they've embraced the social media, they are using all these new cell phones that are coming in. Mm-hmm. They have not been left out of the crazy of technological advancements that are happening. So it's not really about mistrust of technology itself, but it's the mistrust of the system. That's why we've always been saying that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission needs to be revamped, it needs to be made sure that it takes on board the concerns of the key stakeholders, who are the political parties that participate in elections. So I think there's a need of a change in terms of the mindset of how the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission runs its affairs, and also making people get confidence with the system. So truth is also, as long as pasina kugadziriswa kuzek, pasina kuchinjwa mashandirwo anoitwa nezek, vanhu vanogona kuramba vasinganzwisisi or vachiramba vaneka kudhauta kuti zvirokwazvo technology ichange ichishanda here. And also nenyaya yekuti vanhu havasati vanzwisisa kuti technology iri kushanda ichigumira papi. Technology iri kungoshanda chete kukepcha mazita edu kuti tinge tigadzira voters roll new one risina vanhu vakashayika, risina vanhu vasingaexisti sevoters roll agara riripo. So voters roll iri tikuziva kuti munhu anenge aenda kunorejistwa ndiye anowanikwa arimo. So I think vanhu vanofanira kuzivawo zvakanakira this system iri kuuya, so that they can make informed decisions in as far as availing themselves to register to vote is concerned. So I think the mistrust is not purely on the technology itself, because they've embraced the technology in other aspects of their life, but it's around how the system is always manipulated in the electoral processes. And that is where political parties should come in handy to be able to help communities be able to digest and analyze in as far as this biometric voter registration is concerned. And also, like you rightfully say, people getting to know what is it that it entails and the benefits they have that come from using such a system. So it's only a matter of information is in that one, and also information shall it call to see Ravan chat. Otherwise one like our one one canal explain it one equals no rea. I don't think we don't know about any one now comes up before biometric voter registration.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, Marjita. While we are still on there, he talked about the benefits of having biometric. We have here that Zimbabwe joins the DRC, Botswana, South Africa, Zambia, and Malawi in the implementation of the biometric system in the SADC region. And then technology always has its own challenges.
Of course.
So here we have the costs to have this implemented. As you find out, for in Kenya's elections 2018, the final bill was 200 million, which the polls costed $20 per voter. Mm-hmm. And in Cote d'Ivoire, the last election was $44 per voter. In the DRC Congo, the elections of 2011, the same biometric system costed $360 million, with 58 million, which was spent on biometrics. Mm-hmm. In Ghana, which is a smaller country, which with better infrastructure than the DRC in Congo, spent $124 million on its 2012 elections. But comparatively bigger junk went to the biometric kits of $76 million. So here in Zimbabwe, according to Rita Makau, the ZEC chairman, says that the biometric voter registration that Zimbabwe is planning to implement will cost $55 million.
Rightfully so. We're a smaller population, it should make sense.
Yes. So I was just looking at these big numbers and I didn't realize that how costs, you know, how expensive this is. Saka Chandura Kukubunza is, do you feel that with the current situation that Zimbabwe is going through, this investment is worth it, sir?
Definitely, definitely it's worth it. Democracy is expensive, my sister. As long as the truth with us, she knows an election, an electoral outcome is still as contested as previous elections. I think that is for the better. And also, and I understand that there are development partners that are coming in on board. I think the UNDP is working closely with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to ensure that there are no partner in assist in terms of the financial elements to it. So I think at the end of the day, 55 million versus a contested election, I think you realize that 55 million on its own is not a lot of money, despite the fact that Munyekamune challenges are. But if we're going to put and invest 55 million and come up with an electoral outcome, it's very contested, and it's not going to have problems, I think we have saved ourselves. So I think it's worth trying.
Okay, so according to the why biometric voting, it's one of the reasons is prevent duplicate registration. So, and some people have said that Zimbabwe has experienced ghost voters as part of it. So do you feel that by implementing this biometric system, we also curb against rigging?
Yes, definitely we're going to keep multiple voting itself and also even ghost voters. I mean, because you will have to present yourself for you to be registered. So there's no way a dead person will be able to present themselves for registration. And again, some of the reforms that we are clamoring for as MDCT is that we want to see each and every political party will be given a disc of the registered voters at each and every polling station. And we are saying that they should be, our agents should be there when people are registering to vote. So we are definitely certain that if this thing is done in the proper way, there will not be any voters that will be available on our voters' row. And that will because over the years, these ghost voters have always been used to manipulate the electoral outcome in this country. They've always been used to rig elections in favor of ZANU-PF. So we are hoping that by the coming in of this biometric voter registration, we'll have dealt away with one layer of voting manipulation that has been happening in this country. So it will be a good start. There are other key features, obviously, that people will need to look into. But the fact that we will remove ghost voters and we will remove duplication of voters is a key thing that I think will be able to assist us in terms of a clean voters roll, which is one of the things that we've always clamored for as an MGC, that we need to have a clean voters roll and we need to have access to this voters roll. So we are clinging to this one stone there, because when they have finished compiling this new voters roll, all the political parties will be able to be given this voters roll per each and every polling station. And I think it's a plus. It's something that has always been clamored for by the opposition. And if it's something that comes our way, we'll be gladly accept it.
Mr. Chinoputza, on the line, we had two different people that were in the diaspora, one youth, another he's not. The whole issue of, you know, the diaspora vote once came about. What stance does, you know, you have a lot of youth that are in the diaspora, which is very, you know, vocalized when the whole this flag, you know, Tajamuka thing came about. And a lot of people were saying, you know, this thing is mainly pushed by the youth that are in the diaspora because they mainly, you know, all over the internet. Now, these youth were looking forward to vote. And now the whole discussion of the whole diaspora vote came about and a lot of youth were excited. As someone that's part of the MDCT Youth League, what stance do you take or what is your thoughts on this whole issue of the diaspora vote?
As far as I'm concerned, diaspora vote remains an outstanding issue that we are clamoring for as MDC and as a broader democratic movement. Mm-hmm. We believe that because people are domiciled out of this country, they should not be denied an opportunity to express themselves and as far as who they want to rule this country is concerned. In any case, a lot of people are economic refugees, people who have gone out of the country in search of greener pasture. So it's not by their choice that they're out of the country, but it's because of the prevailing economic conditions in the country. So we still are committed to ensuring that we push for the diaspora vote. And we believe that all the negotiations that are happening around electoral reform should also be able to produce a diaspora vote. Because at the end of the day, these are Zimbabweans that are being deprived of their right to vote. And we are saying it's not right to deny other people simply because they are not in a position to be in Zimbabwe. But obviously, there are challenges that are involved with the diaspora vote, you know, in terms of especially our people in South Africa, some of them do not have papers and everything. But those are technical issues that can be dealt with. But in terms of as a point of principle, I think diaspora vote remains an outstanding issue that we are pushing and that we want to realize in our lifetime.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, while we are still there, we've got a lot of young people in the universities. This last year, we saw a lot of young people rising up and declaring and saying out their mind on what they want for this country and what they're asking this country or the government of this country to do for them. So now that we're now in this situation where this year is the beginning, early May, we're going to be doing, there's going to be registration. There are some of the challenges that young people have pointed out. For example, so as MDC, I wanted to find out what your thoughts on this. Firstly, student voters have found it very difficult to put their establish a residence in terms of madrisi zavo. Pane mamwano inda kuchikoro for school, but they don't have addresses, and addresses for their university sometimes is not sufficient, or dorm addresses does not suffice, or the PO boxes are never sufficient as well. And this is information that college students need when going to register, right? And then secondly, my Mike here brought up the issue of obtaining IDs. You know, that it's a challenge, especially for some people here in Zimbabwe. You know, you find out even there was an issue with the Guruka Hundi situation where people are saying we don't have birth certificates, we don't have, you know, I mean, lots of things. So how then can people vote, and what is being made easier for them to then vote if some of these things are missing, like also meeting deadlines? Some of the polling stations, they are very far from where the actual person stays, and you know, some of them can't meet the deadline. So how then do you think, as one of the leaders of MDC Youth, that, you know, to help our youths in MDC or to help young people register, this should be made easier for them?
Yeah, thank you. Our representatives, I think our Secretary for Elections, Honorable Maurice, but a parcel of the people that are engaging with the fact. And what the feedback that they've given us is that they put a demand to say that there has to be the issue of addresses and proof of residence should be removed from the requirement to register before. And second, they are also pushing the Ministry of Home Affairs so sure that they are going to give out IDs, people that probably have lost or that have never paid these IDs for free. So it's costs that are involved in acquiring an ID. But like you say, again, there's an issue of students who, when registration comes, they are at college. But usually in Zimbabwe, elections have always been held when universities and colleges are closed. In fact, even if they are not closed, they are specifically closed so that people can go away. So you have a challenge where students probably would have registered in the areas of where they are learning. And now when it comes to voting, they will have to go home. So we will have to advise each other. They will have to assist our students to choose where they would want to register in terms of whether they want to register at colleges now, because we are, if they manage to remove the issue of proof of residence, it's easier for them to register anyway where they might stay. And again, polling stations are going, as per the reforms that we are pushing, polling stations are going to be based closer to the people, because now we are saying that each and every polling station should have a maximum of 1,000 people. So if the last election, 2013, if we had 34,000 people in Budiriro, it means we're going to increase the number of polling stations in that year to about 34, thereabouts, or 35, depending on the people that would have registered. Because a polling station is now going to have a maximum of 1,000 people at each polling station. So all these are mechanisms of bringing closer to the people the registration processes, so
okay,
that a lot of people
you.
Are able to register. But we'll also be unveiling a specific, as and when the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission brings out this information, we'll be giving information, this information to our supporters and the general people in this country about the specific areas where these registration processes will be taking place, and also encouraging these students. I'm excited, but like you said, last year students, especially in universities, were speaking out against what they thought were challenges happening in this country. But the challenge that we have had over the years is that young people, especially college students, have never had the appetite to vote. So we are going to go into colleges and universities to preach about the need for young people, especially these so-called middle-class people, for them to appreciate the need to register and vote. So there's going to be a lot of things.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We've got another guest. Can you hold on? Takunda. Hello, Takunda.
Hello, Choniso.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. One of the things maybe we can just ask you very quickly is, you're a young entrepreneur who is for your company, Smart Ideas Zimbabwe, and you're a marketer. Give us your thoughts in regard to young people voting, those who have businesses, and why it's important as an entrepreneur to vote.
Okay. Well, I think it's important for, the young guys, especially those who are in business and those who are working to register and vote, because, you know, their vote is their voice. And if they don't do so, then they're not going to be heard. Things have been really tight back in Zimbabwe here. And the only way things can go their way is by ensuring that they register and vote, because that's key.
Oh, wonderful. Now, apparently, because of our time, what is the thing you'd like to share with the youth? Vakaterera, panisha mudautaura ere, to the young people?
Well, I want to say to the young people, when the time to register comes, go out and register. You don't want to be left out. Remember, your vote is your voice, and your voice is your vote. So it's very important that you go out there and register and vote, and you won't be complaining and you won't be left out if you do register to vote.
Thank you very much.
Oh, unfortunately, time's running out, but we still have, we would like to thank our guests, Love Mochino Putsa, we had Onaisha Niwa, we had so many different guests. Thank you so much to everyone that tuned in. Thank you so much to our guests. I'm Mike Hove, Zimbabwe. Have a good night.
And young people, it was great having you with us. Send your comments. If you want to know more information about this New Year's resolution about preparing to vote and registering, find out how you can be prepared so you can vote. And I am Shoniso Jani.
Thank you. Votan, votan, bafet, votan.
Vote. This year, definitely. Bye.